Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Education Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start, this podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Tuesday morning, September 23rd, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of education news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is
Swedish EdTech leader MathLeaks launches U.S. initiative, expanding AI-powered math and financial literacy education. Swedish EdTech leader MathLeaks is launching its U.S. initiative to provide AI-powered math instruction and expand financial literacy education. With a successful track record in Sweden, MathLeaks aims to enhance math skills and financial literacy for U.S. educators and students. By offering adaptive math curriculum and teacher-facing financial literacy materials, MathLeaks seeks to close the education gap in the U.S. Only 27% of high school students have access to standalone personal finance courses. MathLeaks AI-powered modules adjust content in real time, supporting personalized learning paths. The company believes in technology serving teachers, not replacing them, and plans to collaborate with educators to develop adaptive resources aligned with state and local needs. To learn more or participate in U.S. pilot opportunities, visit mathleaks.com/study. State Roundup. Maryland ranks number one in federal job losses since January, despite delays and cost hikes. Purple Line is on track. Public school facilities in need of repair, report says. Maryland continues to lead the nation in federal job losses, with 2,500 jobs lost in August alone, bringing the total to 15,100 since January. The Purple Line project faces significant delays and cost overruns, now expected to open in late 2027, at a total cost of $9.5 billion. A report highlights the urgent need for repairs in Maryland school facilities. Governor Wes Moore is betting on quantum computing as a key industry for economic growth. Nearly 300,000 Marylanders will face a 13.4% average premium rate increase for health insurance in 2026. The National Blue Ribbon Schools Program, loved by Maryland educators, has been ended by the federal government. Governor Moore responds to concerns about the Francis Scott Key Bridge replacement cost and schedule. Maryland Democrats criticize the suspension of Jimmy Kimmel Live as censorship. Home sales are slowing in Maryland, particularly in densely populated areas. State health officials issue a blanket prescription for the COVID-19 vaccine, leaving the choice up to residents. Baltimore City introduces a bill to regulate the growth of dollar stores in specific neighborhoods.
TD Jakes Foundation presents Life Forum 2025, Leveraging Income for Financial Empowerment. The TD Jakes Foundation is launching Life Forum 2025, a free virtual experience covering topics such as budgeting, credit, entrepreneurship, investing, and generational wealth. Presented in partnership with Wells Fargo and Paul Quinn College, the event aims to equip young adults with the knowledge and confidence to make informed money decisions. Featuring speakers like Wallow267, Milan Griffin, Tiffany the Budgetnista Elitch, and more, participants will learn how to leverage income for financial empowerment. With all sessions available on demand after October 4th, Life Forum 2025 provides lasting financial guidance for young adults. Contact Tracy at tracyelitch.com to coordinate an interview with President and CEO Kelly Cornish about this critical turning point in reshaping the conversation around money, culture, and empowerment.
Poonam Academy launches ISO 21001 2025 Lead Auditor Training Course. Poonam Academy PV Illited has launched a new ISO 21001 2025 Lead Auditor Training Course to meet the needs of the education sector. The course aims to equip educators, administrators, and quality professionals with the expertise to implement and audit the ISO 21001 2025 standard. This standard focuses on improving learning outcomes and stakeholder satisfaction in educational institutions. the online program offers flexible, self-paced learning and leads to an internationally recognized lead auditor certification. Director Devang Zaveri highlighted the importance of the course in driving continuous improvement and excellence in educational organizations. Interested professionals can enroll on the Punyam Academy website to gain the competencies needed to enhance organizational management systems.
Item by item, IBI launches change management curriculum for Microsoft D365 implementations. Item by item, IBI, a leading provider of online training for Microsoft Dynamics 365, has launched a new change management curriculum, the first of its kind in the market. This curriculum integrates change management and user training into D365 project planning, helping organizations address the human side of ERP and CRM implementations. With 37 microcourses, 6 learning paths, assessment tests, and downloadable templates, the curriculum equips project teams and business leaders with the tools needed for successful adoption. The storytelling approach used in the curriculum brings concepts to life, showing how change management strategies unfold in real-world scenarios. Available as a standalone offering, the change management curriculum is a valuable resource for teams embarking on D365 projects.
Dr. Roseanne Kapana-Hodge to address youth mental health crisis at NRBS conference in NYC. Dr. Roseanne Kapana-Hodge, a leading voice in children's mental health, will address the youth mental health crisis at the NRBS 2025 annual conference in NYC. Her presentation, The Hidden Epidemic: Emotional Dysregulation in Today's Youth, will focus on calming stress and improving focus to help children thrive. The conference will feature renowned experts like Bessel van der Kolk and Thomas Campbell, offering insights on trauma, nutrition, and more. With rising rates of anxiety and depression among teens, the event aims to provide practical tools for clinicians, educators, and parents to tackle these urgent challenges. Learn more at nrbs.org.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NUV Education Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.